carefully steering the cart along with her. After investing hours into these little beauties, she couldn't afford an accidental crash. Besides, she didn't want to see her hard work all over the tile floor.
Well, those win the gold medal.
Marco slid the pan of bread into the oven with a rattle that made it sound like the whole contraption would collapse around him. And that could happen any minute now.
When did you get in this morning?
4:30,
she called from the cooler.
Why so early?
That wasn't early. Early would have been 3 when she'd actually woken up. The oven was acting up again. I didn't want to take any chances before the party. When she came back into the kitchen, Marco's face had that worried look, the one she'd gotten good at ignoring, mostly because he'd worn it too often lately.
Don't start.
The finger he pointed in her direction said the same thing as his face.
We can't get a new oven until we get customers.
If we don't have a functioning oven, we're not going to have any customers at all, she retorted. This was an argument they'd been having a lot lately. If only there was a good solution that didn't involve donating body parts to science or begging obscure relatives for money. She wanted to do this thing on her own merits anyway, not due to handouts. And she would. She and Marco had a solid business plan that was taking a while to materialize. That was all. Marco lifted both hands into the air in his classic dramatic fashion.
Two chefs with no business sense. What were we thinking?
We weren't thinking. We were dreaming. And what was wrong with that? Nothing. The world was built on dreams, on stories of how fate had intervened at the right time. Like when she'd met Marco. Their partnership was meant to be.
Well, that dream is quickly turning into a financial nightmare, he said, with his usual focus on the bad stuff.
All right, Mr. Sunshine, cheer up. We're going to be a huge success. Trust me,
she replied over her shoulder as she went back into the pantry to get more flour. They were going to need it, along with all the good vibes they could throw at the universe. In fact, she'd double hers, since Marco seemed so down about their slow start. No problem, since she had plenty to spare. Later that afternoon, Claire's mother Helen dropped by, blowing through the seating area of the bakery. She wore a dress in a vivid green with a faux lamb's wool coat that meant it was still nippy outside.
The woman could wear a paper bag and still appear stylish,
a talent Claire hadn't inherited, which worked out well for a baker who wore one outfit most days. But her mom could pass for 45, despite being more than a decade beyond that, which boded well for Claire in that department if she'd inherited even a smidgen of those stellar genetics.
Hello, you two!
Helen sang as she approached the counter with a smile that meant she had either sold a house, acquired a house to sell, or, more likely, had chased down a poor, unsuspecting guy in his 30s on the off chance he might like to meet her single daughter. They never did, thankfully.
Hi, Helen,
Marco said.
Would you like some olive bread?
Always.
Claire rested both hands on the counter, which wouldn't fortify her for whatever Helen had up her sleeve. Hey, Mom. Her mom was her best friend, which was why Claire was allowed to recognize that her mother's enthusiasm wasn't just her biggest strength, but also the thing that made her overwhelming sometimes. Helen pulled bundles of rectangular cloth out of her shopping bag and presented them to Claire as if she'd found gold bullion wrapped in twine on the street.
I already have napkins, Claire said.
Understatement. What she had was a functioning business that she'd built from the ground up. Not that she didn't appreciate the thought. It was just that the bakery was hers, and Marco's too, which meant he got a say, but Helen didn't. And besides, Claire didn't call up Helen's clients and offer to show them houses.
Not as nice as these,
Helen informed her pertly.
They were half price, and it was mandatory that I buy them.
The rules, according to Helen. And now Claire owned napkins, whether she intended to or not.
Okay, we'll use them for the engagement party. A compromise. One that wouldn't hurt.